Good morning and welcome to the first Hump Day Hallelujah video that we're recording here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Right on cue, that's my buddy Jake the Rooster. I'm Pastor Scott, and this is the first Wednesday of the first week of Easter. And I missed sending you a video every day during the season of Lent, and so now I've committed to sending a video, recording a video every Wednesday during the season of Easter. We had intended for this video to be broadcast at 7 a.m. this morning, but we had some technical difficulties, and we hope you'll extend us with a little bit of grace. I'm coming to you from the courtyard or the front entrance here at Ascension with the hopes that Jake would occasionally make an appearance, or at least crow for us as we remember the Easter morning message that I shared with you all, that we should be proclaiming that the sun is risen not just at the first light of day, but all day, every day. And Jake is a wonderful reminder of that. And he's not too far away here in the parking lot, and so maybe we'll hear from him again. Well, as I said, this is the first video coming to you post-Red Letter Challenge, and I hope during the Red Letter Challenge that you appreciated the videos that we sent every day, and you appreciated the opportunity to be reading God's Word daily, and that hopefully that created a new pattern for you. We hope that maybe even some of the challenges that you took on during the Red Letter Challenge that you've been able to stick with. At our house, we're still in the process of trying to go through things and get rid of things that might be useful to other people. That's proving to be a bigger project than maybe we first anticipated. But we're still going to stick with it. And as we transition to the season of Easter, we've made available to you the Hallelujah is Forever, a daily devotional based on the 50 days of the season of Easter. And Vince Amblin, in the introduction, does a great job of talking about the fact that Easter is 50 days. It's a season of 50 days, which ends on Pentecost, Penta meaning five. So 50 days of the season of Easter. Well, one of the points Vince Amblin makes is that death came on one day, but Hallelujah is forever. Every day we celebrate the resurrection. So the title of the devotional is Hallelujah is Forever. And I like this devotional because it really focuses upon the season and reminds us that Easter isn't just a day, but this Eastertide season goes on for the 50 days. And we should live in the resurrection hope and the good news of the Hallelujah, proclaiming, as Jake does often, but not often during this video, that the sun has risen. I was struck by the first day of this of the devotional, where Talitha Arnold writes a quote about a quote from Dag Hammarskjöld. Somebody will tell me I've said that wrong. Nonetheless, for all that has been, thanks; for all that will be, yes. One of my seminary professors tells a story about one of the many times he was in Sweden hiking in the forest and actually running into Dag, Mr. Hammarskjöld. That's what I said. And so I did like the quote, for all that has been, thanks; for all that will be, yes, as we think of not only this season, but living a life in resurrection hope and saying yes to the one who has said yes to us. These devotions or these videos during these Hump Day Hallelujahs will not always focus on the daily devotionals or even the week. Sometimes I'll be sharing information with you about stuff that's coming up in the life of the church. Sometimes I might reflect on the text for the coming week that I'll be preaching on that Sunday. This Sunday, our text is about Jesus coming and revealing himself to the disciples in the upper room, and giving even Thomas the opportunity to believe by inviting him to place his hands, his fingers in the wounds. That text is near the end of John's Gospel that we've been reading through since Christmas, actually. But the final chapter of John's Gospel, we're not actually spending time in, and it's one of my favorites, and I think it actually really at least the Easter story brings it full circle for me. For in that final scene, we see Jesus on the seashore while the disciples are out in their boats fishing. And they haven't caught much. And once again, Jesus tells them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. And they do. And when they do, they can barely get their nets up and into the boat for all the fish that they caught. And when they come to the seashore, Jesus is standing near Peter, near that charcoal fire. You might remember it was a charcoal fire that Peter was standing next to in the courtyard outside of the high priest's home when he denied Jesus three times. There on the seashore, after the resurrection, before the ascension, Jesus asks Peter three times, the same number of times that Peter had denied him, if he loved him. Three times Peter was able to tell Jesus, of course I love you, of course I love you, of course I love you, as if it gave him the opportunity to redeem himself from having denied him three times in the courtyard that night that Jesus was arrested and tried. Jesus then goes on to invite or ask Peter to feed his sheep, to tend his flock, and we know that on Pentecost, at the conclusion of the season of Easter, after they've been gifted with the Holy Spirit, Peter is the one who preached that day. We read in Acts 2. And some 3,000 people became members of the new Christian church. Peter, who had denied Jesus on that night, is invited back into not only into relationship with Jesus Christ, but into the ministry. And it's upon him whom Jesus builds the church. I invite you to say yes to Jesus today. Say yes by stepping into an area that you might not feel comfortable stepping into. Say yes by responding to the good news of the gospel. Say yes by announcing that the sun has risen. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday for Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.